Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service today and glad to welcome all of our online presence as well. I'll remind those of you who are online that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship service, and you're invited to get your elements ready at home so that you can celebrate and take communion as we do here. The only real announcement that I have for you is you may remember last week I stood up here and implored and begged you to come help load the truck for Williamsburg on Friday. And then we got word it was 100% chance of rain yesterday. That wasn't going to have a thing to do with us loading the truck, but it was going to have everything to do with them unloading the truck, which they normally unload and put it all out in the parking lot, and then people come by and get it, and that just was not going to work. So we had to postpone that to this coming Friday. So if you can come help, this coming Friday would be the day to do it. Okay, same time, 4:30. It's all the same, just a different day or different Friday. Yeah. So anyway, Vicar Amanda, your turn.
All right. Well, I have several announcements. Our family ministry team has been working hard to find activities that we can do as a church family that are safe outside, social distance, masked, all that good stuff. So y'all are all invited on May 1st to go strawberry picking. We're going to go up to Cease Farms and pick strawberries. And then for those who feel comfortable, there's a group that's going to go to Sheely's for lunch afterwards. I also hear that they have outdoor dining and takeout as well. So that's the plan for May 1st.
So if you're comfortable going to Sheely's, you can be uncomfortable when you leave Sheely's, right?
That's what I hear. I've never actually eaten at Sheely's. So that's what I hear. You wear your stretchy pants.
That's right. So,
Some other announcements. The new book study today on Rob Bell's What is the Bible starts at 2 o'clock. It's the same Zoom link as we've used for the other book studies. So please come join us. And if you are just now deciding that you want to join us and don't have the book yet or haven't read, come on anyway. We would love to have you at that book study. Also, in May, I'll be hosting a discipleship study on evangelism. And that's part of my internship project. We're going to meet each Wednesday in May from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We are going to meet in person, masked, socially distanced, in the fellowship hall. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking about evangelism and how we tell God's story in the world. Told you I had a lot of announcements. There's two more. Is that okay?
I guess.
Okay. So, so for our 6th through 12th graders, we have officially moved youth group night to Thursday night because that fit more of the family schedules a little bit better. So any and all 6th through 12th graders are welcome to join us Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. out in front of the church. We're meeting outside for games and fellowship, faith and fun. And for the third, there's one more.
Okay.
Okay, you're dozing off there or something. And for our 3rd through 8th graders, we're going to have a game night for that group on May 7th. It's a Friday night from 6 to 7 p.m. I think those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
All right, but that took so long, I'm going to dock some of your sermon time. How about that?
No. Docking my sermon time.
Well.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. She might go for a while now. Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection, yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us and we shall be satisfied. Heal us and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I don't see any children present, so we'll continue with our first reading.
A reading from Acts. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of the good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Christ is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So growing up, one of the most intimidating moments for me was stepping out of the car on the first day of middle school. For the previous 5 years, I had attended an elementary school with the same group of about 50 kids. And then all of a sudden, the first day of middle school, there were kids from four different elementaries all together. We had to wait in the front of the courtyard of the school until the opening bell rang. And it was useless looking for my friends. My eyes darted around looking for anyone I knew at all. And I imagine that every person has experienced something like this moment to some degree or another. Maybe it's in the workplace, different groups coming together to work on a new project. Or maybe at a church function, at a synod church event, leaders from different congregations come together for worship, for learning, and business. Even last week, the Redeemer Youth Group had a joint youth gathering with our friends across the street at Seven Oaks Presbyterian Church. And one of the youth asked me ahead of time, "Will I know anyone there?" When we think of this, in light of our gospel reading for today, it's comforting to know that Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." We always know that we have Jesus. We are known intimately by God, and we are invited to know God as well. We know Jesus, and there's comfort in that. In the midst of the others in the flock that we may or may not know, we know Jesus, the good shepherd. That comfortability is nice, isn't it? It brings us a sense of safety and well-being, and that helps us build our community and relationships within our congregation, within the good shepherd's flock. What's interesting to me is when we come to verse 16, Jesus says, "And other sheep that I hold and continue to hold that are not from the sheepfold, it is necessary that I bring them also, and they will listen to the sound of my voice and will become one flock, one shepherd." We hear that Jesus is the good shepherd of the flock, but it's not just the flock that we expect. There are other sheep out there as well. The question in my mind becomes, what do we do with this information? Jesus is our good shepherd, but there are others too. They will also listen to the sound of Jesus' voice, and all will become one under the care of Christ. How does this relate to how we as individuals and as a congregation engage with those around us? How do we welcome others into fellowship with us? How do we reach out to others to create community? For me, it brings back the feeling of standing in front of this middle school on the first day of school. What would have helped me feel welcome? What would have indicated that I belonged? Because honestly, gazing at the front doors of a church building from the outside aren't much different. Or maybe even looking at the Redeemer Facebook page or website. What is it that makes people feel welcome? What shows them that they belong? What do we hear when we listen to Jesus talk about one flock and one shepherd? And so I'm curious. Like, I'm really curious. Are you curious too? I see some heads nodding. So, we're going to try something. Even though we're socially distanced, and we're going to stay that way, and masked and all, and I invite those online to think about people that are not already the fabric of this congregation, both here in person and online. What makes people feel welcome here? What shows them that they belong? So if you're worshiping with us online, I invite you to type in an answer in the comments section. And if you're here in person, I invite you to turn to your neighbor and share. What do you think makes people feel welcome? What shows them that they belong? Okay, on your mark, get set, go. So it looks like most of the congregation has kind of died down. The choir is very chatty today. But are we surprised? No, we are not. Okay. So if you feel comfortable in sharing, what are some of the things that you came up with that help people feel welcome in this place? Hugs, which we can't do right now, but I saw people doing air hugs. That's always nice. Smiling, yep, somebody online. A smile and a hug. The love and humor of pastors and members. They enjoy humor, apparently. I know, who would have thought? We should try that sometime, yeah. Yeah, what else? Acceptance, yeah. That's a big one. That helps people, that's kind of goes along with the next question I was going to ask is, what helps people know that they belong? And acceptance is a big piece of that. Anybody? Caring people and empathy for each other. Absolutely. Absolutely. Feeling welcomed by others. Okay. Was there another one? The love in the air. We got some atmospheric love happening, huh? Awesome. So if you didn't hear Janet, to minister and work in other opportunities towards God's kingdom, not just in worship, but in other places in the church and community. Yeah? That's wonderful. Wonderful. Any from out in the congregation anymore? Anybody wants to share? Oh. Thank you, Joseph. So what Joseph said, if you can't hear us online, is calling each other by name and learning people's names. That is very, very meaningful. And I would also add pronouncing them correctly if we can, too. That's always helpful. Yeah. Thank you for that, Joseph. All right. So, yeah, the way we welcome and invite others to be a part of this congregation, whether it's in person or whether it's online, it says a lot about our relationship with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We aren't going to find all of the answers to these questions immediately, but it's a good conversation to start, at least. We're in the midst of community, both in person and online. And are there things that we do that creates an environment of inclusion? Is there more we can do? Yes. We could also ask, what are we doing that might exclude others? We hear scripture and listen to Jesus tell about being the good shepherd, bringing his flocks together, one flock, one shepherd. And these verses demonstrate the absolute necessity for us to be very aware of how we create an environment of welcoming and belonging. Like some choir members were talking about, that atmosphere of love. There's a harder question to ask as well. We're geographically part of a community that surrounds us. Whether you're worshiping online from states and states away, that's your geography, or if we're talking about Redeemer, the church building itself, how do we engage with the people and the businesses and the other churches and the schools that make up our surroundings? Do we work to include our congregation in both the joys and the challenges of our community? Are there ways that we attempt to exclude ourselves or create a buffer from the community around us? We hear scripture and we listen to Jesus' voice, one flock, one shepherd. May God stir in all of us the courage to reach out to those around us. May we hear the voice of Jesus calling us to radically welcome people to be community. And may we listen to Christ calling us and others to belong to God's family unconditionally and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Saving God, we thank you today that you make us new. We thank you that you make us yours. We thank you that you are with us now and that we can look forward to the rich reward of dwelling with you face to face. In this season of life, give us new life. Give us new faith. Give us new zeal. Give us new hope. Lord, in your mercy. O great shepherd of our lives, we are yours. We belong to you, and we pray that in your love you would befriend us and guard us through each and every day. We know we are sinners. Continue to seek after us, and to forgive us and lead us now and always in your way. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, you have promised always to be with us and to give us your care. Be a source of strength to those who struggle and suffer. Give comfort to your flock and lead us in the way of peace. Be with and bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us now, O Shepherd of love, with your Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts so that we quickly turn to you in times of distress and difficulty and doubt. Fill us with an eagerness to please you in all our words and thoughts and deeds. Fill us here with your love so that out there we can live your love for others. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal, you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us, and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.